Hello, everyone. Y'all, the showrunners got me. I'll hand it to ABC, the sneaky little buggers, and admit that they tricked me. I was looking at Joey's Home Depot proposal pedestal for all the drama when I should have been looking at the white Chevy Tahoe Daisy and Kelsey were in the same vehicle. What is happening? Some guy in Austin and I break down the finale for you and discuss all the important things, such as, are Joey and Kelsey really into each other or are they faking it for the camera? Will the Golden Bachelorettes follow around our new bachelorette on her journey to find love? Because they don't seem to be going away. And did Daisy choose her after the final rose outfit and hairstyle from my sister's prom in 1992? Based on the maroon sequins and whimsical bang tendrils? My answer is yes. Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay and welcome to the I Hate Green Beans podcast. During each episode, I'll be discussing television, movies, music, and books with friends who love pop culture as much as I do. For those of you wondering, yes, we will be talking about the Bachelor franchise. And no, I do not want to try your grandmother's famous green bean casserole recipe. But thanks for offering. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Here we go.
Here we go. It's episode whatever of the...
If you had to guess, what would you think episode number we're on?
346.
Oh, you're so close. 339.
Ooh, look at that.
See? I know. It's episode 339. I'm your host, Lindsay. I'm here with some guy in Austin. And we're here to talk about how ABC loves to dupe us and just trickeration. So much trickeration on these finales. So much. How do you think it went overall? Were you entertained? Well, did you like it? I know you have some thoughts and opinions about things.
Well, let's go chronologically. I'm always encouraged by the promo because we were promised, quote, the most heart-wrenching ending ever. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was very heart-wrenching. we can get to that. But I also hate how they like break it up and they go back to the studio for commentary. That annoys me.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good finale. I think, you know, look, these two might last. I'm a little indifferent, but I always am at this point in the season. So
I have so many thoughts about the show, about how that heart-wrenching thing. I was heart-wrenched. I wouldn't say I was heart-wrenched. I was not heart-wrenched, but the idea of it being Kelsey, I think we all knew. Would you agree? You didn't, did you at any point think, oh, Daisy's going to get this beforehand?
No, right. No, I felt like, I told you last week, I think he picked her. Daisy was just simply too nice not to continue through the whole process, you know?
So. Right. I think what was the most interesting about this, which is what we've never seen before, was Daisy cluing in during her Hail Mary shot. Both of them had great moments with the family, I think. But when she has her little alone time one last time where they go and have to sit in what's essentially a sweat box.
Sweat lodge.
Oh yeah. My gosh, nothing seems worse. And she kept looking at him and he is so zen and she is not. And then whenever you have to throw the whatever into the fire and hers is real hopeful all about the future and his is very much past tense of, I hope we both find what we're looking for and I hope we both find success and love. Well, that's on him to find the love with her. And she knew in that moment. And I think it was really good of ABC to show us that Daisy is not an idiot and she clued in. And that was even part of her whole spiel of how I'm very proud of myself that I'm not crazy. And in that moment, I thought, I'm not the one he's choosing. And so she wasn't in her head. She didn't talk herself out of this. Oh, I'm just in the moment, whatever. No, she knew. And so I think that's the part that they were saying was so heart-wrenching is that instead of going to the rose ceremony and just being hopeful, she went to the rose ceremony to kind of say goodbye is what I would have guessed, especially since she visited Kelsey. She yeah. knocked on well, Kelsey's door and they rode together.
That was the best.
And did you poor see Joey. The faces? Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Well, we all, there was a bunch of us watching over here and we all just got, oh, what? That, not that she knocked on Kelsey's door, because I kind of thought that's where she was going anyway. But the fact that they were in the limo or the Tahoe together holding hands. Yeah. And then Kelsey hugs her and says, okay, go get dumped. She doesn't say that, but that's what was happening. And Daisy just walks with so much swagger and grace up to Joey and essentially says, I know I'm not the one.
Yep.
And he ugly cried.
Yeah. So a couple thoughts on all that. So first of all, what's her face? Daisy got all dressed up for nothing. I mean, she, you know, she's all like.
She paid a lot of money for that dress and she needed it to be on TV.
Yeah. So, but it was a classy move, I thought, you know, but I guess I had mixed feelings because I'm like, dude, she let him off the hook.
She
you know, she should have made him, you know, she been like, did. You know, I know it's not me, but, so I know it's not me. That was, I think, that was certainly unprecedented, but it was a classy move. And I thought, when she hugged Kelsey and said, your mother would be so happy for you or something, incredibly classy move. Cause that had a,
so sweet.
I don't think maybe she had the feelings that she thought she had maybe after she examined that last date, you know, because remember she said to the producers, like, he's not talking about a future. And
so,
but she, had she felt that strongly about it, I think she would have gone through it with herself. Mm-hmm. The other thing that might have occurred to her, maybe just being cynical here, is, hey, if I do this the right way, maybe I could be the next bachelorette. I mean, I hate to be that cynical, but it had to occur to her, you know?
Okay.
I'm also aggravated that I thought she should be the next bachelorette, but we can get to what's her face in a minute.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like Kelsey's dress. She looked like Big Bird.
A lot of Muppets had to die in order for Kelsey to wear that dress.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the Pier 1 thing was in stone this time. It was actually, it looked like a permanent structure. A
stone temple. Which,
so that was unprecedented. and, you know, it was fine. I thought his, you know, his speech when he looked relieved when she said, I know it's not me, because he didn't want to break her heart.
Correct.
And I thought the words that he said to her were appropriate. And and frankly, if he thought of them off the top of his head, he couldn't have done better. I don't know if he had his hand tipped or not, but so it was good. And I thought the proposal went over well. So we'll see if Joey and what's her name? Kelsey. That's if they you know, go forward with it. I guess we can check back in. Hey, do me a favor. Hold on. Before I ask you a question, go ahead and open your Outlook calendar now. And March 27th, 2027, I think we should check back in and see if they're
okay.
They've set a date yet.
They've set a date. Question. Yes. You could tell, true or false, I'm putting words in your mouth. Could you tell that we called them dead eyes? He had dead eyes when he was talking to Daisy. Just because you could tell he wasn't in it and he felt bad and he's having to play the game and feeling like he's leading her on, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that he is into Kelsey, or did he feel equally as humdrum with her as he did with Daisy?
I think I've told you, I think that what he said to Lexi about the long engagement and the not having kids and all that, and he kicked that out 5 years. Like that's a long time. And so I think there may be a fear of commitment, but I think if you're going to line up all 32 of them, I think he has the strongest feelings for Kelsey.
Okay. Do you feel like he expressed that in the after the final rose when Jesse brought them out together on the stage on the hot seat? Do you feel like he was head over heels in love with Kelsey?
No, he didn't look like he was doing backflips, but it's, you know, it's awkward. I don't know.
I think yes to all of that, but I also just intuition. Remember how I've said a whole season long, he just doesn't look happy when they trotted him out for Golden Bachelor stuff. He just looks kind of dead eyes, dead face. I think what I've realized has happened based on, I want to say, a People magazine article that I sort of skimmed, is that Do you remember in the after the final rose, he said something about how we've had our ups and downs, but we've figured things out now that we're together or something like that. And I thought, what an odd thing to say. Yeah. What I feel like has happened is he did not know how to navigate the secrecy of it, meaning he's been holding this in for a long time and doesn't and wants to be with her and can't be with her. I'm sure they would sneak around every once in a while, but he just wants to, he couldn't do it. So the ABC gave them counseling. They did. Which I think is great. So they've been in couples counseling, I think, through Zoom.
Horrible sign.
No, it's not. Absolutely. No, horrible sign. No, don't say that. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I thought, way to go, ABC, for trying to, you know, maybe they just wanted Joey to be a successful season. So they were going, get him some counseling stat. But they went through couples counseling and, you know, learning how to communicate with each other. Is that not a good thing?
No, not at that stage. I mean, that's what, like, angry couples with each.
No, they've only seen each other 12 times.
Oh, no, you don't need and some third party. And then
had to be in a cave for 6 months.
Maybe they should. ABC should just bought them their own sweat box or whatever and put it in there so they could sit in there and talk like Daisy had to. Oh, poor Daisy.
Poor and then, Daisy.
You know, and you know, with the ocean, you know, the waves crashing in the background, I'm sure she couldn't hear a thing he said.
Here's my question for you. Daisy, after the final rose, what did you think of her look?
I don't know. She looked fine. What am I? Oh. What am
I thought she looked like what my sister wore to her prom in 1992.
Oh, I don't
complete with the updo and the tendrils and the sequin dress.
Yeah,
showing a little bit of cleavage. I just thought, what an interesting choice in this moment. I thought, So while we were watching, you texted me. Daisy is 100% sure the next Bachelorette. And I wrote back, agreed.
Yeah, I thought for sure when she gave the hug and she stepped out. So, like, it took a lot of class for her to do that, you know. Yes. Like, she really – and she did something that we rarely see here, which is she controlled her emotions. She allowed Kelsey to be happy in that moment when she could have made it about her.
Yes, she did.
And when she also got in the limo, which is, again, my theory is that she wasn't super in love with him. Either because, you know, either that or she's the most mature person to ever step foot on the show. Do you remember when Claire got booted and she was all negative? That was so funny. Yes. She talked about Juan Pablo. God, that was awesome. What happened to those girls, man?
I don't know.
And we need next season. They just need a bunch of whack jobs. And we need another guy that eats meat and does pull-ups on the pergola.
I know.
Whatever happened to that guy? I'm surprised I'm surprised we haven't seen like ex-Bachelor star jailed for domestic violence. We haven't seen that. I'm all over the place. But no, she's going to go back to her life and, you know, she seemed nice enough. And Kelsey, you know, I think her and Joey will give it a good shot, but ultimately I think they'll part amicably and love each other and ask for privacy during this moment.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they asked Daisy to be the next Bachelorette and she turned them down?
That also crossed my mind. Because she,
I think for sure that's what happened. Yeah,
because she looked out.
Because that was a weird, she goes off the stage and then Jesse said, could it be this next woman coming back on stage as the next Bachelorette? And essentially she said, I'm just not ready to do that right now. And so
it
was very, very strange. And I don't know if she's over it because she wants a little bit of healing, or if she just saw the inside of the machine and said, nope, not for me. I think
the second thing is she's like, I've had my 15 minutes and I'm done. I'm going to do some appearances at the local Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever. whatever gigs these people get.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about our next Bachelorette. Who is Jen? You liked Jen.
I do. I just don't think she's a guy. I don't think she's a good pick.
You liked Jen, though, whenever the season
I do like her. I think she's lovely. I think she's very pretty. I commented on her hair. I'm a big, like, I noticed, like, healthy hair. She's got great hair. A good smile. As far as I know, she was stable. She didn't get involved in all the drama, did she?
No, she did not.
So yeah, good pick. She's also, I think they're touting her as the first Asian American. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's about time. She just seen that coming. She's a good pick. I just hoped it would be Daisy.
Yes, I know.
Name it because I don't like to be wrong.
That's true too. And speaking of wrong, I don't believe we saw Jesse and Joey play tennis again.
Yeah, I think I owe you $10.
You owe me $10.
Email me your address, and I'll
I'm going to Venmo you a request.
You want it now? Okay, fair enough. I lost. Listen, I was 100% confident in my pick. And
I would have thought there would have been some sort of montage there at the end. Yeah, what a great time we had on this season, but nope. Sorry for that. For me.
Am I mistaken, or was this also an injury-free season?
Yes.
Nobody got hurt.
I don't think anybody got hurt or pushed down the stairs or needing an ambulance in a football game. It's very exciting. Joey's chill, man. He is chill. I do hope he and Kelsey make it. I am rooting for the love story. Their eyes, their actions and their eyes don't look to me like this is going to last. And I hate to say that, but there's something about their faces that make me think they're both faking it.
I'm telling you, he's got commitment issues. That's my theory.
It was a nice ring from Uncle Neil. I thought it was very pretty.
Yeah,
but whatever. Excitement.
As someone who's bought one before, I sort of resent the freebie. And you know what? You know what? I haven't seen in a very long time, and maybe this is because no one markets to me now because I'm too old.
Okay.
But remember back in the day when you and I were kids. When it was, they did those commercials like 3 months salary is a good idea.
Okay. You know,
for budgeting.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, you know, I wish it would have done away with that when I was, you know, getting married, but it was still around. I'm like 3 months. And then, you know, you make the mistake of telling Mrs. Some Guy what you make. And she's like, let's see, how much is it? You know, so.
Did you know that some of Jen's contestants have already been announced?
I did not know that. They didn't do, that really awkward thing where they bring four of them out and America has to pick their favorite one or whatever. How come America didn't get a choice this time?
I don't know. They didn't think America deserved a choice.
I think America always should be involved in these decisions.
I really want those boys to get an envelope that says you can steal one-on-one time or steal whatever.
That would be so great. And just make it awesome. Fair game, right?
Yes.
Who was the one that got the special note this season that knew better not to?
It was Leia.
Yes, that's right. She knew better. Like
She knew better. Yeah. Wink, wink. Well, I don't know when The Bachelorette starts, but I would imagine it's summertime. So we're going to be on a little bit of a hiatus. What are you going to do until then? What are you watching until then?
Well, I have been sucked into the Scandival of Vanderpump Rules. That's one of Mrs. Some Guy's favorites. Okay. I have very strong opinions as to that deal, and Mrs. Some Guy and I disagree on some of those things. So that's been fun. I also discovered a show called Outer Range with Josh Brolin that I kind of got into. So I'll be binge watching that. I watched the first few episodes and it's interesting enough. It's filmed in Wyoming. It's really pretty and scenery and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of science fictiony and mystery-ish and, you know, satirical all at the same time.
Okay.
What else am I doing? Oh, I'm transitioning, trying to sell my home in lovely Austin and head out. So I'm officially some guy from Bernie, Texas now.
Yep.
can we have some kind of ceremony? We might have to, you know. And then
some guy from Bernie.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound as good.
Some guy from outside of Austin, but not really.
Yeah.
No,
what are your plans? I know you'd be retreating sometime soon, right?
No, I'm not retreating anytime soon, but I am going to Sweden to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's right. So you told me
that'll be a fun podcast. Yes.
Now, have you seen Taylor Swift before?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the same show or is she spontaneous? Uh-huh.
It's the same show, but an album will have come out since then. So hopefully we'll get some of live versions of the new album.
New music from Taylor Swift. That's so exciting. Do you think Travis Kelce will be there?
I'm hopeful, yes. I'm going to throw some friendship beads at him if he is there, a bracelet.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got.
With my phone number on it.
Now, I've been doing some exploring as far as Bernie's location in the dead middle of the path of totality. We talked about that.
Yes.
So
we did last week.
Yeah, we do have eclipse plans. Good. And so I'll be enjoying the eclipse in the path of totality. And I'm trying my best. That's so great. Now, the other thing I want is I'm going to search high and low for a shirt with the phrase path of totality on it. I just love it. Will you be anywhere in the path of totality? What are your eclipse? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in Hillsboro.
Oh, that's right. Hillsboro, Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the spirit of the path of totality and our solar eclipse coming up, yes. I've taken the liberty. Now, I can't take credit for writing any of these, but I've taken the liberty of finding some eclipse jokes. Would you like to hear some?
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. Why did the teacher bring the solar eclipse glasses to school?
Why?
Because she had bright students.
Boo.
Well, I agree. Boo. Have you heard about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
The food's great, but there's no atmosphere.
That's not an eclipse joke.
Well, the moon is involved in an eclipse. Why didn't the sun go to college?
Why?
Because it already had 1,000,000 degrees. How does the moon cut his hair?
He clips it.
Yes, look at you.
Thank y'all for listening, and thanks to Some Guy in Austin for helping me recap the season finale of Joey's season. Big kudos to last night's game, and a shout out to Brittany Ann and Kater for tying for the win. Congratulations. Remember, one of the best things you can do to support a podcast is to review the show on iTunes. It would be an honor if you headed over there and left us your thoughts. Make sure to follow me on all the socials. You can find me at Lindsay on Twitter and at Lindsay Ray on Instagram and Facebook. Don't forget to check out my real books, Why I Hate Green Beans, and It's a Love Story. You can find them wherever books are sold. Y'all stay safe, have courage, and be kind out there. Until we're together again, love you, mean it. Texas forever. I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.